Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast.
A lot of times we're like, you know what? Screw it. We're done. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of doing all the mundane things. But with that backing of spirit and working day to day and really keeping at whatever you're doing, what I sometimes call mastering the mundane, can really support you, and spirit can support you, because they know that, you know what? You're showing up and you're sincere about showing up. You're sincere about what you're doing. And perhaps you're coming from your heart. You're really being led by, this is the direction I want to go right now. And then the next direction will open up, and then the next one, and you'll feel that backing of spirit and the spiritual part of your journey.
Whether you are a seasoned spiritual seeker or just starting out on your spiritual path, this podcast has something for everyone. The mission is to inspire enthusiasm for the spiritual part of your journey through unique perspectives around mind, body, and spirit. Join me and other enthusiastic souls as we share weekly episodes of how amazing life is when you embrace the spiritual parts of your journey. This and all episodes can be found on my website, tntspiritworks.com. And if you would like to watch the episodes, please check out TNT Spirit Works YouTube channel. So grab your favorite drink, sit back and relax, because another enthusiastic episode starts now.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Teresa. So the business of you and working with spirit in business is what this mini morsel episode is going to be all about, as well as sharing some upcoming amazing guests who are rocking their business, working with spirit, and being successful and helping you with success also. So when you think about spirituality and you think about the spiritual part of your life, do you think about business? Probably not too often. I know for myself, and when I was working years ago, I wasn't thinking about how I was working with the spiritual part of me in business. But as I grew and as I got to understand bigger aspect and bigger picture of who I am as a soul and what I'm here to do and that I'm energy, it started making sense. It started making sense that the fact that I am energy and you're energy, and we work with this 24/7 while we're in these bodies, that we have a spiritual part of our life. And actually, your spiritual part encompasses all aspects of your life. It's with your physical, your mental, your spiritual. It works with your personal, your social, and your business. And in business, it can really be an asset to understand how to work with the spiritual part of you and that you have a spiritual part. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'm probably understanding that you understand that you have a spiritual part of you. But in looking out to the world and the people who are doing business right now, especially some of the big figureheads in different countries and different corporations, you look at them and you go, well, okay, are they being very spiritual? You know, are they, how they're coming across, or what they're saying, or what they're portraying? Or a lot of times, you know, many of us may say, well, they don't appear to be very spiritual, and they may not be actually accessing the spiritual, kind, loving part of them. But they are spiritual. And just like us, they've got a team of spiritual helpers that loves, backs, and supports them if they choose to work with it. And so understanding that each of us has this ability within us, the spiritual part of us, to work in business can really be an asset. How can it be an asset, you might ask? Well, it's an asset in understanding that, how to be frank, honest, and direct in what you're doing. Maybe in your direction of where you want to take your business. Maybe in working with others and understanding the bigger picture and what the future looks like and where you're going to be taking and directing these people. Or how about really getting clear on the knowings, having those knowings come in that really support your business and support you in understanding things that you're like, how did I know that? I don't know, I just knew. So in accessing these, some of your intuitive gifts and your psychic perceptions can be one part of the spiritual part of you. And then, of course, working with your team of guides, angels, spiritual helpers, whatever you want to call it. These are a team that love, back, and support you 24/7. And they know, because they've been here on the planet and mastered what you're doing and what you're here to do. And that's why you selected your team. So in understanding how to work with them as a team can truly, truly support what you're doing. So whether or not you know what you've come to do, or you're like the rest of us, I say me, because I'm constantly changing and unfolding, and you know, I'm not 100% certain what I'm here to do, but all I know is I'm here to show up. I'm here to share about being spiritual and to, you know, inspire others to work with the spiritual part of them. But how I go about doing that can look different ways, and it so can it for you also. And so a couple questions I have for you in thinking about the spiritual part of you and the business of you is, what influence is the spiritual part of your life showing up in your business right now? Is it influencing you in maybe leaving the job you're at now and finding a new one? Is it influencing you in inspiring others through whatever field you're in to really take it to the next level? Is it influencing you in working more with that divine flow of feminine energy, where you just flow and you just really create and understand what you're doing in a different way than being in the masculine? So there's all kinds of ways that the spiritual part can influence your business, but how is it doing that right now? Another question for you is, when does spirit give you insights for the creativity of your business? Those accessing the ability to really see clearly, to get those insights, the knowings, and accessing all of the creative parts of you through your spiritual part in what you're doing and offering in the world. And then another question is, how is your spiritual part supporting your perseverance to keep doing what you're doing? This one's a biggie, because a lot of times we're like, you know what? Screw it. We're done. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of doing all the mundane things. But with that backing of spirit and working day to day and really keeping at whatever you're doing, what I sometimes call mastering the mundane, can really support you, and spirit can support you, because they know that, you know what? You're showing up and you're sincere about showing up. You're sincere about what you're doing. And perhaps you're coming from your heart. You're really being led by, this is the direction I want to go right now. And then the next direction will open up, and then the next one. And you'll feel that backing of spirit and the spiritual part of your journey. So in accessing spirit, it's a beautiful way to really just enhance the business of you, and in really understanding more about how to really do the best job you've come to do with all that you have put together for yourself, as well as working with the spiritual part of you. So I have some upcoming guests that are going to be amazing, who are business people, in the next couple of weeks, that are going to be here to share with you successes they've had and in working with spirit. And the first one I want to share with you, which is coming up next week, her name is Shawnee Taylor. So let me tell you what I call Shawnee. I call Shawnee a universal alchemist. So Shawnee's forte or niche is supporting people in understanding how to work on social media with developing and understanding relationships with others, and developing your skill set to really hone in on finding your like-minded apprentices, your like-minded people who are going to be working with you, and really connecting with them from the heart. So Shawnee is masterful in what she does, and she's going to be here showcasing and sharing her new book called From Ignored to Adored: Ignite Connection and Communication Online to Attract Your Soulmate Clients Without Being Salesy. So she and I dive into some deep little mini morsels in this episode about business and about how amazing it is to really work with spirit and that alchemy of coming together and making gold out of everything you have. So it's going to be a fun episode, so make sure you check out that. The other guest I have coming up this month talking about industry and about business is Nathaniel Garrett Novosel. So Nathaniel is a professional researcher and advisor with over 20 years experience studying individual and group behavior. He's also wrote a book called The Meaning of Life, A Guide to Finding Your Life's Purpose. Nathaniel is brilliant with bringing a lot of the data and a lot of the understanding that might be more intellectual and blending it with spiritual to really give you a flavor of who you are in a different variation. So like a lot of the guests that come on, everyone's got their unique perspective and the unique way they come across, but Nathaniel really does bring it together in a beautiful way. So he's coming up the next couple of weeks. So I just wanted to share a little bit about the business, because right now the energy that we are all working with is the energy bigger picture of what's called industry. So really working in that business feel. And so that's why I want to share a little bit about the business of you and working with spirit on your side. So thanks again for listening to this mini morsel episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And wherever you're at in the world, I give a great thanks for you, because you are the reason why I do this. So I can continue sharing and loving getting out there and sharing this podcast with all of you around the world. So a couple things. If you've noticed, I do have a book coming up called The Soulquake Survival Guide, Reviving Your Connection to Spirit in Earth Shaking Times. And you can check that out by getting on the early bird list in the show notes. It'll take you there. And you'll get insights as far as when it's coming up. It's being released June 13th, but just little VIP treatments, a little behind the scenes, all the way to the beginning of it, to the birthing of it, which is the beginning of it. And so if you've also not subscribed to this podcast, please make sure you hit subscribe, please hit like, and please comment. I'd love to hear how much you love this podcast. And I appreciate all that you do. And all, if you want to share it with some friends and family too, I appreciate that also. And until next week, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College, and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.